SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head over to Mount Pito Primary to view their new computer lab. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. Message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
A new Information Technology Learning Center has been opened at the Mount Pito Primary School in Hanover. The computer lab was set up by the Mount Pito Community Development Committee in partnership with the Universal Service Fund, USF, and will benefit hundreds of residents in surrounding areas, including Zion Mount, Forest, Golden Grove, and Percy's Village. It will also provide internet access for students and teachers at the school while serving as a community access point, CAP. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley, who recently opened the facility, said it marks the 255th CAP site across Jamaica.
The outfitting and official opening of this lab, complete with some 19 computers, 2 multipurpose printers, a projector, screen, and the necessary hardware and software represents the community's desire and commitment to competitively place yourself, your children, and grandchildren in today and tomorrow's world of fast-paced information and, of course, increasing innovation in technology and scientific advancement.
Dr. Wheatley noted that the USF is on a mission to ensure that all Jamaicans are connected to the information superhighway. Plans are also afoot to roll out similar facilities in downtown Kingston, Spanish Town Market, Ocho Rios, Brownstown, and Eastern Hanover. Under Vision 2030, Jamaican citizens, including the vulnerable, will be given a fair chance to improve their quality of life. As the country develops, welfare and other forms of assistance will be used to aid persons who have lost their sources of income. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
Play out some music.
This is reggae music.
This Rasta reggae singer-musician was known for his diverse emotive lyrics as well as his smooth voice. During the early 1990s, he was hailed as a rising talent until his career ended abruptly with his death in 1994 while attempting to save his mother from a burning house. Before his death, he recorded timeless classics such as Place in Your Heart, Bless Me, and Kingly Character. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
Math counts.
Root rock reggae.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Garnet Silk. Look out for more fun facts about your local music icons for the month of February. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.